道是超时间，也是超空间。
So then God will transcend time and space.
这样，上帝的道不是出于时代。
So then God's word doesn't come from age.
所以不可能并被另外一个时代所淘汰掉。
So it cannot be discarded by time and age.
我再讲一次啊。
One more time, I say.
上帝的道不是出于某一个时代。
God's word doesn't come from a certain age or time.
不可能被另外一个时代所淘汰掉。
So it cannot be overcome by another time or age.
这样，如果你是一个做一个传道的人
，So if you are a preacher,
你要注意不要传时代的产品。
So pay attention not to preach the product of the time.
你要传超时代永恒的道。
Preach the eternal word that transcends time.
什么叫做时代的产品
？What about the product of time?
这个时代中间人想出来的话，那个叫做时代的产品。
At this age, what people have thought of as a product of the time.
你说我们常常听牧师要传时代信息，时代所需要的。
Many times we heard the pastor saying to preach the word of time.
时代信息绝对不是那个时代产生出来的。
The message of the time is produced by the time.
时代信息是从永恒的智慧找到的那时代所需要的信息，叫做时代信息。
The message of the time must be defined from the source of the word of God that transcends time.
Message of time derived from eternity.
时代的信息从永恒而来
，and applicable for that time，
也能够适合于那个时代，
所以那个时代可以很特色的来应用这些道。
So it is relevant and to be applicable to that time to use the word of God。
这个道不是那个时代的产品
，but then that word is not a product of the time。
神学家只有两种
，theologian only two kinds，
一种把他的神学建立在上帝永远的。指示永远的旨意里面
When they establish it upon the eternal will of God
从永恒的智慧产生对时代传讲所需要的信息
That from the eternal wisdom you produce the message required and needed by the time
第二种的神学
And the second kind of theologian
就是把上帝的道切来切去只参加一些那个时代所需要所适合所能明白的当作就是他的神学
That you tailor the word of God so that it fit the need of the time
在应用当时所有的知识来佐证来建立他的这个立场
And you draw many proofs of the time to establish your position
这种神学
This kind of theology
一定不久就被另外一个时代淘汰掉
It will be discarded by another time
只有从永恒而来的道产生对时代所需要的信息才不可能被另外一个时代所淘汰
Only the word that comes from eternal plan of God that will tell it to the need of the time will not be discarded by time
所以这就是上帝的道是超时间的
So the word of God transcends time
第二样
The second
上帝的道是超空间的
The word of God transcends space
因为这个道呢适合这个地方
Because the word of God is relevant to this space,
这个道也适合别的地方
but it also is relevant to another place.
因为它是从全智的上帝那里来到
Because a word that comes from all wise God.
所以神的道不但在这个国家、这个文化里面是人所需要的，在别的国家、别的文化里面照样。也是人所需要。
So God's word not only is needed by the people of this time and this place, but also needed by the people of that time and that place.
我传道这四十七年
，I've been preaching for more than 47 years.
我很清楚就到这两点。
Very clearly, I understand these two things.
我是不是到台湾特别想台湾人需要哪一种道
？Am I going to Taiwan and see what's the need of Taiwan?
突然间跑到苏联讲的，我在想那苏联人需要哪一种道
？Suddenly I go to Russia and find what the need of Russia.
我不需要。
No，
我只有忠于上帝的普世性、永恒性的道德原则。
I only have to be faithful of the universal principle of the Word of God.
我越忠于神的道
，the more I'm faithful to the Word of God，
越普世的就越适合不同民族的。
The more universal it is, the more it's suitable to the need of all people.
越永世的就越适合每个时代。
And what that is eternal.Would need to satisfy all ages.
前几个月我读到一篇的论文。
A month ago, I read a passage.
里面提到一些有关的建筑学的原理。
And talk about the theory of architecture.
其中有一句话我非常欣赏。
One statement I appreciate very much.
它的凡是越民族的
，what which is more nationalistic，
就变成越国际的。
It become more international.
凡是越国际的,
what become more international, then it will lose the meaning of internationality. And the same thing repenting. So in this article, it mentions a person,
是一个中国的画家,
it's a Chinese painter.
他说这个画家坚持中国人的风格,
if this is a painter insisted on the Chinese form,
对中国人独特的风格就变成全世界共同欣赏, 共同追求的风格,
and that special form insisted to become also the form chased by all nations.
所以说在艺术里面的,
so in art,
越民族性的就变成越国际性,
what is no more nationalistic become more internationalistic.
你们到印度去是要看跟吉隆坡相同的房子,
when you go to Indonesia, do you want to see how would you see it as compared to what is in Kuala Lumpur?
或者你要找很有印度特色的建筑呢?
Or do you want to find architect who is more Indian?
对不对啊? 照样的,
the same thing.
越能够有永恒价值的,
what they have more eternal value,
也就越适合时代的需要,
then it will meet the needs of all nations.
我们今天用什么信息来对人传讲呢?
Today, we what message we preach to people?
从永恒的,
from eternity,
来应付时代,
and to meet the needs of the age.
从普世的,
from universal,
来应付地区的,
to meet the needs of locality.
从大家共通需要的,
from the commonality of all needs of people,
来光照每一个人内心的情形,
to illuminate the heart of all people.
所以呢,这一句话很有意思,
so this statement has meaning.
他说上帝借着众先知的书,
God through the prophetic writings,
只是万国的民,
and also turn to all nations,
使他们信服什么?
So that they could believe and
信服什么? 信服真道,
obey the truth.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
这样的一本书,
this book
已经感动了千千万万不同的人,
it touched thousands and thousands of different people.
保罗罗马书的信息,
the message coming from Romans,
为什么可以每个时代人家这么爱, 这么注意, 这么听, 这么研究?
Why is it to all ages people listen, pay attention and investigate?
因为保罗所写的这本书,
because this book that Paul has written,
没有一句话可以被时代淘汰的,
not even a single statement will be discarded by time.
为什么不可能被时代淘汰?
Why is it, it cannot be discarded by time?
这本书不是时代的产品,
because this book is not the product of time.
因为这本书是从永恒的智慧,
because it comes from eternal wisdom.
保罗所写的罗马书,
what Paul is written as book of Romans,
不是单单犹太人需要读的,
it is only the Jews who need to read it.
各方各国各族各民的人都可以读,
all nations, all people from all corners of the world must read.
而且罗马书传到美国的时候,
and when this book is preached to the, America,
它可以使美国人信服它,
the America will believe and obey.
罗马书传到英国的时候,
when it preached to England,
开始让英国的人信服它,
the people of England would believe and obey.
罗马书传到蒙古的时候,
when they preach in Mongolia,
蒙古人可以顺服他,
the Mongolian also can believe and obey.
万国的人都要信服真道的意思,
so that all nations will believe and obey the truth.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
从来没有一本书,
there's not a single book,
像圣经有这么大的威力,
like the Bible has such a might,
因为它是超时间的,
because it transcends time,
超空间的,
transcends space,
但却不因为它是超, 在时空中就没有作用,
but not because it transcends time and space, it has not relevant to the people.
它是超时间, 超空间的,
transcends time and space, it is,
却是在每一段时间, 每一段空间里面都发生效应,
but yet in all time, in all space, it is relevant.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
因为耶稣基督的福音,
because the message of Jesus Christ,
因为十二复活的真道,
and also the truth that he died and resurrected,
上帝所启示的全备的真理,
the complete truth God has revealed,
万国万方万民的人都信服真道,
all nations, all people from all corners of the world must believe and obey.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
如果基隆坡有一两千人听罗马书,
if Kuala Lumpur there's 1 or 2,000 people heard the book of Romans,
所以你不能每次来,
that you cannot come every time,
但你们每一常常在罗马书里面受造就,
but you are being built up in the book of Romans seminar,
你说这本书太伟大,
you know this book is so great,
你说主啊,
you say Lord,
我信服你,
I believe and obey you.
那这本书不是单传到这里,
this book is not going to preach only here.
这本书在历史历代2000年的中间传遍全世界,
down the ages and preach the whole world.
万国的民都信服真道,
so all people, all nations believe this word.
结束,
and it's concluded.
保罗讲什么?
Paul said,
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一,
that to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ.
直到永永远远,
until the end of the world.
在这里你注意啊。
Here you pay attention.
再把一个很重要的名提出来了。
One more important name is mentioned.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
这个基督到底是谁呢？
Who is this Jesus Christ?
上帝恩典是透过基督临到我们的。
God's grace to Jesus Christ come to us.
我们归上帝的荣耀透过基督归到上帝。
When they give the glory to God, also through Jesus Christ, we give glory to Him.
所以基督是谁呢？
So who is Jesus Christ?
基督是那中保。
He's a mediator.
平安从他降给我们。
Peace through Him come to us.
我们对上帝荣耀透过他归给上帝。
Glory also through Him go back to God.
上帝的恩典在基督里赐给我们。
The grace through Jesus Christ come to us.
我们的祷告在基督里蒙上帝悦纳。
Our prayer through Jesus Christ is heard by Him.
上帝的赦罪因为基督的代祷归给我们。
God's forgiveness through the intercession of Jesus Christ come to us.
我们的感恩透过基督的顺服回到上帝。
Our thanksgiving through the obedience of Jesus Christ go back to God.
当耶稣降生的时候
，When Jesus came to the world，
天使唱的诗歌有两个要点。
The angel sang a song with two important points.
第一，在至高之处荣耀归于谁？
In the highest, the glory be to.
在地上平安归于谁
？And on earth, who peace will go to?
他所需要的人。
And there are those who are pleased with
it. 基督的降世
，with the incarnation of Christ,
上荣归神
，and upon it, glory be to God.
下安归人
，down to the earth, peace be with us.
因为基督的降世
，because of the incarnation of Christ,
人与神之间。
Man and God,
有天上的平安降下来。
There's heavenly peace that come to us.
有地上的荣耀归上去。
From earth to God, there's a glory to God.
基督是中保。
Christ is the mediator.
在这本书结束的时候
，Here in the conclusion of this,
保罗不但提到福音
，Not only Paul mentioned the gospel,
提到耶稣基督的得胜
，Mentioned the victory of Jesus Christ,
提到我们透过基督的中保功用
，And talking about the mediatorial work of Christ,
把荣耀归给上帝。
That all glory be to God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
那借着基督把荣耀归于上帝
，and through Jesus all glory be to God，
也就是上帝在基督里接纳我们对他的荣耀
，and that is through Jesus Christ God received the glory from us to Him。
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
上帝借助基督把救赎赐下来。
That through Jesus Christ, God has given salvation to us.
在基督里把荣耀接收上去。
That through Jesus Christ, He has received the glory from us.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为只有基督可以代表神，又代表人。
Because only Christ Jesus can represent God and represent man.
他是祭司。
He is the priest.
在神面前代表神，在人面前代表神。在神面前代表人
and also before man he represents God as well before God he represents man
他是中保
he's a mediator
站在神与人的中间
standing in between God and man
成就和平
to accomplish the peace
传达恩典
to also communicate
带我们祈求
and intercede for us
担当我们的罪
and to take away our sins
领受上帝的审判
to receive also the judgment of God
放出赦罪的恩典
and also give us the forgiveness of God
把我们的荣耀归给上帝
so the glory from us to God is given
代表我们
he represents us
绝对顺从上帝
absolutely obey to God
所以就在他的顺从里面
so in his obedience
我们的顺从可以被上帝悦纳
our obedience is being acceptable by God
基督是唯一的中保
Christ is the only mediator
只有透过基督
through Jesus Christ
神的恩临到我
God's grace come to us
基督是唯一的中保
Jesus is the only mediator
也只有透过基督
through Jesus Christ
我们的荣耀归到天父上帝那里
glory can go back to heavenly God
感谢上帝
praise God
感谢上帝
praise God
基督是唯一的中保。
Jesus Christ is the only mediator.
那么这荣耀归给谁呢
？Now glory to whom is given？
在这一句最后的一句话里面
，And even last statement of this，
保罗讲出从来没有在别的地方出现的一句话。
Paul has said this, no other place will appear.
归给独一的上帝。
To the only God，
是吗？
是吗？
你们看是不是
？Is that only so？
独一
，the only
的上帝
，God
是不是
？Is it so？
独一什么？全智
wise God，
哎，全智
to the only wise God，
the only completely wise， the only absolutely wise， 独一全智的
the only perfectly wise God，
感谢上帝
praise God，
为什么不讲独一全能的上帝
？Why doesn't the only all powerful God？
为什么不讲独一全在的上帝
？Why doesn't the only omnipresent God？
不讲独一。永在的上帝
Why the only eternal God
这些都没有错的
All this arise
上帝是 永远存在。
God exists eternally.
上帝是无所不在的。
God is omnipresent.
上帝是大有能力的。
God is omnipowerful.
上帝是无所不能的。
God is omnipotent.
上帝是无所不知的。
God is all wise.
这些都是上帝的事情。
All these are the attributes of God.
但是没有别的圣经像这一节讲出这句话。
But the only place the Bible says about this statement.
独一全智的上帝。
The only complete wise God.
The only complete wise God.为什么呢
？Why？
这就是这本书一个很最后很突出的结束。
And this is a very special distinctive ending of this book.
保罗很惊奇
，Paul marvels.
上帝是用这样智慧的办法来在基督里拯救人。
God uses a wise method through Jesus Christ to save mankind.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
世界就很多不同的人
，There are many different kind of people in the world.
有一种人很笨。看起来也本来很笨
，Some look fool, actually they're fools.
一看他笨，就知道他笨。跟他谈到最后，还知道他本来就是笨。
When you see that they're stupid, you talk to them also they're stupid.
还有一种人看起来很笨，其实很聪明。
I mean they're wise. There are some who look very fool, but they're wise.
所以你看不起他，好像没有出息，但他一讲话吓死人，学问这么多。
They look like fool, but yet they're so knowledgeable.
还有一种人看起来很聪明，其实呢。很笨
and that kind you see they're very wise but yet very fool
哇你看他这么聪明哇怎么会做这样会做一跟他谈话全部做错了
you see that you're so intelligent you can do all things but do all things wrongly
还有第四种人
the fourth kind
看起来很聪明而实在很聪明
look very intelligent also are very intelligent
那么看起来很聪明你接触他哎，看他真的这样吗但他做事才说真的每一件都做得很聪明
look very intelligent but you observe what they do also very intelligent
我再问你哪一种好啊
Which one is good? I ask you.
看起来很笨，其实很聪明的好吗
？Look fool, but now very intelligent.
看起来很聪明，其实很笨的好。
Look very intelligent, but as a fool, is it good?
看起来很聪明，其实很聪明的好吗
？And look intelligent, also intelligent, is it good?
看起来很笨的，其实很笨的好吗
？And look fool, but also a fool.
我告诉你
，I tell you,
四种人
，four kind of people.
最不好的是什么
？What's the worst?
最好的是什么
？What's the best?
今天很多人很有聪明相，其实呢里面不聪明。
A lot of people look very intelligent, but inwardly it's not intelligent.
做事很快，全部做错。
They can do a lot of things very fast, but all things are being done wrongly.
还有一些人从来不做错。
Other people never do anything wrong.
从来没有做错事。
They never do anything wrong.
你问他说为什么
？You ask him why?
因为我从来没有做事。
You never do anything at all.
没有做事就不可能做错事。
Because they never do anything, that's why cannot be wrong.
那哪一种好啊？
Which one is good?
如果你很聪明
If you are very intelligent
你不锋芒毕露
But you do not show off yourself
你没有什么表现
You do not show off yourself
直到人发现你很聪明
And if you discover that you are intelligent
那叫大智若愚
Then you look like a fool But yet you are so intelligent
那种人是很宝贵的
It's very treasurable
圣经告诉我们
The Bible says
你看耶稣笨吗
You see Jesus is a fool
保罗说
Paul says
上帝的义笨比人更聪明
And God's foolishness is even more wise than man's
耶稣很软弱吗
Jesus is very weak
被钉就钉
He was nailed He was
willing 被挂就挂
He was hung
死就死
Die and die
他会复活啊
But he can resurrect
你把他弄死他活过来啊
You kill him but he raised from the dead
他一活过来你来不及逃走了
Then when he raised from the dead you can't even run away from him
你还敢打死他
You dare to persecute him
你敢挂他
You want to hang him
所以保罗说上帝的软弱比人更刚强。
God's weakness is more strong than man's strength.
你看人很弱吗
？You see, you are weak.
他比你刚强。
He's stronger than you do.
你看人很笨吗
？You see, he's a fool.
他比你智慧。
He's more wise than you do.
很多历史上这样的故事。
In history, there are many of this kind of history.
从前在中国有一个很爱学过书的人。
In the past, in China, there's one who like have kung fu.
所以呢，他有了一些功夫以后，处处要表演。
So he wants to show off himself with some kung fu.
唯恐天下不知道他。已经学了功夫了。
So then the whole world will know that he has kung fu.
有一次呢，他到城门外去。
There was one he go to outside of the city.
看见一个人在卖胡桃。
胡桃。
胡桃 ，nuts.
Oh, these people are saying that it's nuts.
所以呢，那个人就说呢，好胡桃，好胡桃。
Good nuts, good nuts.
这个人就说，怎么知道好胡桃
？How do you know it's a good nut?
他说，他去试试看，把它压。
He tried to press it.
一压，因为他有过术嘛。
Because he has kung fu.
所以一压呢。
When you press it,
胡桃就变成粉一样的。
So、it become
a 这个不好吗
？It's not good.
那个卖的人很不好说。还有这个。
The seller said, "Well, this is better one. I will show you better one."
他再用一点功夫把它弄碎。
So、
这个也不好吗
？Break this, or it's no good.
每一个给他，他每一个都弄碎。
So he break every nut.
因为他手力很大。
So it's very powerful.
技术很高。
Very good skill.
全部好。 还有没有好的？
哇，
那个
any more good one?
那个没有办法再拿更好的出来。
The better one he show off.
这个也不好，又再弄。
It's no good. And break it again.
结果那个人气得不得了。
And、that man was so angry.
他明明知道你是用你的手力把它压坏，然后对我说不好。
He knows that he crushed it with his hand and says it's no good.
他以为这个卖胡桃的不懂过书，也没有什么厉害。
He said, "Bill, is that a nice? No, doesn't know about kung fu. It's no good."
你知道这个卖胡桃的怎么样？
You know this is the seller of nuts.
他就突然间从后面抓一粒给他。
Suddenly he finds someone for.
他说这粒啊，这粒好不好啊？
Is it good for this one?
那个人看了吓死了，马上逃之夭夭。
When that person saw it, he ran away frightened.
为什么你知道？
Why?
因为他手一抓，就从墙壁里面拿一块石头出来。
So he said, take up a stone from the wall.
啪，就拿一块石头，这一粒好不好啊？
It isn't good enough.
那么，这个墙壁啊，要去挖进去，再拿出来，要把那个坚固的这个灰啦、啊、什么，把它弄碎才会拿出来。
You know, it's from that wall. He picked up a stone from there. It's not easy.
他说对不起，这粒都不好、啊，这粒好不好、啊、
？You say, what about this? Is it good enough?
那个人看了吓死了。
When that person saw, he was so frightened.
他在这个人功夫比他厉害。
This person is better than skill and 功夫。
你不跑啊
？If you don't run away,
他等下说这粒更好、啊，你眼睛就没有了。他吓死了。
He was so frightened.
所以做人不要锋芒毕露。
So don't show off yourself.
不要以为自己很厉害。
Don't think you're very good.
自己比别人好。
You're better than others.
大智睿。
Those who are great.
上帝的奥秘在哪里呢
？But where is the wisdom of God?
在耶稣基督。
In Jesus.
上帝是最伟大的。
God is the mightiest.
但他来世界的时候生在马槽。
When he came to the world, he was one in the manger.
上帝最有大能的。
He has the power.
他被钉的时候完全不反抗。
When he nailed the cross, he didn't resist.
上帝最有智慧的。
God is all wise.
来到世界的时候活在平民中间。
Come to the world, he lived on the common.
好像没有什么智慧。
As if no intelligence at all.
所以呢，保罗是唯一看见用这个名称称呼上帝最适合结束罗马书。
Paul said it is the most appropriate to use this attribute to describe God.
愿荣耀归于独一全智的上帝。
To the only wise God be glory forever.
上帝啊
，God，
我从前以为我有能力。
In the past, I thought I'm powerful.
来逼迫你的教会。
Persecute your church.
原来
，But now
你的软弱比人的能力更大。
Your weakness is even more powerful than our power.
从前我以为我的智慧多么高。
In the past, I thought I'm very wise.
你却好像很愚昧的。
That you look like a fool.
用人想不明白的办法来救人。
Using method people can understand to save people.
如今知道你的愚昧比人更有智慧。
But now I know that even your foolishness is wiser than man's wisdom.
他在前面说，这福音本是上帝的大能。
In the very beginning, he said that this gospel is the power of God.
写完罗马书以后。
When he completed the book.
他说，这样安排救赎我们计划的上帝是全智的上帝。
God will ordain such matters to save mankind is an all-wise God.
愿荣耀归于独一全智的上帝。
May glory be to the only all-wise God.
The only one.
The only one. 唯一。
前面的一节怎么讲呢？
And what is it preceding that?
唯有上帝能坚固你。
Only God can strengthen you.
这个是主义的。
And this is the only one.
独一的。
Only one.
The only one can save you is God.
唯一的能够救的是神。
The only one can preserve you is God.
唯一能够保守的是神。
The only one can strengthen you is God.
唯一能够坚固的是神。
And the only God is the only truly, completely wise God.
也唯一全然智慧的神。
完全智慧的上帝。
The only wise God.
就是那独一的上帝。
The only God.
他应当得着荣耀。
He must have the glory.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我有时候想，上帝为什么让毛泽东起来？共产党逼迫中国的教会，使这么多传道人受苦，我很气，很不甘愿。
Sometimes when I think of this, I got so angry. Why is that the Mao Zedong is the one that is raised up to persecute Christian and preacher in China?
等五十年以后呢
？50 years later,
我发现，如果不是用这个办法，中国人很少有机会听福音的。
I find that if it's not through this method, it's very seldom the Chinese can listen to the gospel.
1949年
，1949,
当共产党。得到势力以后
，When Communist Party gain power，
他们查全中国的基督徒，连天主教徒，一共是280万。
And find that among all the Chinese and Catholic, there are only 2.8 million of the Christians.
但是到了1980年的时候
，When I come to 1980，
文化大革命结束了。
At the end of Cultural Revolution，
那他们好好再看的话
，When they were investigated again，
许多基督徒受逼迫。
A lot of Christians are persecuted.
但是那个时候的基督教的人数已经超过了5000万人。
At that time, the total population of Christians is more than 50 million.
所以呢，超过20倍的长成。
More than the growth of 20 times.
但是呢
，But then,
同样的时期
，But the same period of time,
台湾的基督徒增加不到。多少？不到1%。
The Taiwan population of Christians rose not by even 1%.
2%变成2.5%，就是这样。
And from this 2% now to 2.5%.
可能又退回2%。
May retreat to 2% again.
但是奇怪的。
But strange enough.
逼迫来到以后。
When persecution comes.
基督教就发展。
Christian grow.
再逼迫的时候。
More persecution.
再发展。
More expansion.
这种办法。
This kind of method
绝对不是人的办法。
Absolutely not man's method.
只有上帝的智慧才会想出这个办法。
Only God's wisdom can have this kind of method.
中国教会的发展。
The development of Chinese church.
福音的扩张。
And the expansion of the gospel.
人信主的倍增。
And also the multiplying
of men's belief. 不是很多牧师。
Not many pastors.
相反的。当教会没有牧师的时候，教会增长。
When there's no pastor among the church, the church grows.
当教会的牧师不懂得什么教会增长的时候，教会是增长。
When the pastor does not know of the theory of growth, the church grows.
感谢上帝。
But praise God.
No one studied church growth theory.
And 没有人来去研究有关于这个教会增长的理论。
Truly grow under the persecution.
但在逼迫的时候，教会真正的成长。
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
这是上帝的智慧。
God's wisdom.
我们以为保护就是保。
We thought to protect is to protect.
上帝的保护是把你放置之死地而后生。
But then God put us to death first before He protect us.
让你受逼迫，你才会坚固。
So that being persecuted, then you strengthen.
我们真的太以为自己聪明，以为上帝错了。
We thought that God is wrong.
其实上帝很有智慧。
But God is wise.
上帝的智慧远远超过人的智慧。
God's wisdom transcends very much of our wisdom.
有一次呢，有五对夫妇在南美洲传道。
There was one five couple.Were preaching in South America.
他们进到 Amazon 的内地。
They went to the inner land of Amazon.
对那些土人讲道。
And to the aborigines they preach.
这个土人暗中阴谋，等他们不注意的，五个都被杀死。
But the native was conspiracy without aware, then they killed five of them.
被杀死以后呢
？After they were killed,
他们的妻子就变成寡妇。
So the wife had become widow.
他们五个宣教做的孩子都变成孤儿。
And also the children of this missionary became orphans.
哭不成声。
So they cry and cry.
尸体被找回来
，and they found the corpse.
把它运回美国去
，and transported back to America.
但是请你注意哦
，but pay attention.
当这些人杀了五个人以后
，when after these people have killed five people,
不久以后那些杀宣教士的全部都信主了。
But later on, they were converted to Christians.
大家奇怪嘛
，people find so amazing.
他就是不要主。
But they don't want the Lord.
他就是反对主。
They oppose the Lord.
所以他杀宣教士。
So they kill the missionary.
为什么还没有杀以前恨基督教，杀了以后变成信基督教
？Why is it before killing they hate Christians, after killing they were converted?
原来当他们用刀杀宣教士的时候
，Because when they use the knife to kill them,
他们后来死了以后
，After they have been killed,
被发现这些尸体身上都带着手枪。
They were kind that all of them had pistols.
那这些宣教士不会用手枪来。打死那些杀他的。
But the missionary did not use the pistol to kill those killers.
他爱这些人。
But they love them.
所以他宁愿被杀死，也不为自己报仇。
Rather they be killed, they did not defend themselves.
这些人想来想去想不明白。
So they thought and couldn't understand.
结果一个一个难过，良心发现，就信耶稣。
So one by one they prayed by the conscience, they believed in Jesus.
这件事发生的时候
，When this thing happened,
我那个时候
，At the time,
20多岁。
I was a 20 odd year.
所以我清楚看那些报道。
I read all this report.
我很难过。
I grieve.
不明白上帝为什么让他们的妻子做寡妇，他们的家庭做孤儿。
I don't understand why God allows the wife to be widow and the son to be orphan.
上帝这么笨。
God is so stupid.
上帝这么弱。
God is so weak.
上帝完全不反抗。
God never opposed.
上帝没有给他们能力与他们同在。
God never gave them strength to be with them.
其实很多事情上帝做的不是人想明白，因为上帝是绝对全智的神。
Many times the thing that God do is something we can understand because God is a wise God.
这个事情传出去，全世界轰动。
When it was preached, the whole nation was shaken.
美国有很多的基督徒很本来很懒惰的，因为这件事他们才知道到底为什么这些人肯这样死，就热心起来。
A lot of Christians are lazy in America, but yet when they know this thing, they become fervent.
后来有一天就定全国纪念这五个宣教士。
So they fixed a day to remember all these five missionaries.
默默主日。
And sudden, the sudden,
全美国都纪念这些宣教士。
The whole nations will remember this
missionary. 宣教士被纪念。
So missionaries to be remembered.
纪念会里面。
And in this memorial service,
追思礼拜中间,
memorial services,
有一些传道人就呼召美国人, 接他们继续做传道的事情。
So this preacher will call people to succeed them.
你知道什么事情发生?
You know what happened?
同一天里面2000多人奉献做传道。
On the same day, more than 2,000 who dedicated themselves to the preacher.
要继续去传道。
To continue to preach the gospel.
后来感动到一个地步。
So it was so touching.
那5个寡妇带着他们的孩子再回去原来地方再去做传道。
And that five widows bring their children to go to that place and preach again.
不久有整个族就归向上帝。
So the whole native becomes Christian.
所以有一些时候，我们用我们的方法，寄很多钱，我们以为这样做教会就会兴旺。上帝说：“那是你的办法，不是我的办法。”
Many times we use our own method, we spend a lot of money, we thought that we bring to Christ. God said that this is your method, not my method.
上帝的办法是完全跟我们的思想不一样。
God's way totally contradicting to our way.
所以，中国的教会要复兴。 就需要一个反面的仆人。
So for the church of China to be revived, that means the reverse servant of God.
姓毛的叫做泽东。
By the name of Mao Zedong,
他把你打到落花流水。
He persecute you.
逼迫基督徒走投无路。
Persecute Christians, there's no way out.
基督徒恳切祷告，努力传福音。
So Christians preach, pray and pray, and preach and preach.
在逼迫中长大。
So in the persecution they grow.
不是在安乐窝里面长大。
Not in the easy time that they grow.
中国的教会不是养尊处优的教会。
So the church in China don't grow up in a good environment.
中国的教会是在风雨暴风暴雨中间在长大。
But in storms and rain that they
为什么呢?
grow. Why?
我说我不明白。
I don't understand.
主啊，这是你的旨。
Lord, this is your will.
Only your way can do it.
唯独你的方法能够成就。Only
your way can achieve that.
唯独你的方法能够成就这样的事情。
Your way is mysterious.
你的方法是这个奥秘。
Your way is supra-rational.
你的道路是超过理性的。
Supra-empirical.
是超过我们的试验的。
Your way is supernatural.
也是超过自然的。
So you are the only all-wise God.
你是独一全知的神。
这福音是这样传的。
Such is the gospel to be
preached. 基督是这样死,
Christ died in this manner.
宝血是这样救赎我们,
Such is the blood to save us.
是用这样的办法,
With this kind of method.
恩典从天上带到地上,
Grace from heaven come to us.
这种智慧我们怎么知道?
This kind of wisdom, how can we know?
我告诉你, 我再讲一点点就结束了。
A little bit more, I preach our end.
你信主的时候,
When you believe in Jesus,
上帝用的办法一定跟你旁边的人信主的时候, 上帝用的办法不一样。
The way that God used to save you is different from your neighbor.
你怎么会信主?
How can you believe?
因为你认识某某人, 他传福音给你。
Because you know so and so, he preached to you.
你怎么会认识他呢?
How did you know him?
你从来不找他, 他找你的。
You never go and see him, he'll see you.
你怎么会听到那一篇道的?
How would you listen to that message?
那一天牧师讲道不是你点唱的。
That day when the pastor preached that message, it's not that you want
to
preach that message. How would he preach that
message?
How did you believe in that?
有的人因为听一篇道信主。
Some heard one gospel and then they believe.
有的人要听。
Some will get ill before they believe.
有的人遇到大灾难才信主。
Some will go through difficulty before they believe.
有的人因为失恋才信主。
Some because they're jilted they believe.
有一些人因为很顺利才信主。
Some because they're very plain sailing they believe.
所以上帝不但在永世中间用他的智慧成全的救恩跟救恩的步骤。
So not only in eternity God has ordained the way to accomplish salvation.
连他是 救赎的恩典临到每一个人用的办法都是充满。
But even the way that God allowed this God to reach each and every individual is his own way.
保罗最明白这一点。
God knows, Paul knows about this.
所以在以弗所第一章里面。
And that's why in Ephesians chapter 1,
保罗又说,
Paul said,
这恩典是借着上帝充充足足的智慧。
This grace by the perfect wisdom of God that preached us.
感谢上帝,
Praise God.
你只能说有一天,
you can say one day.
福音就这样传到我耳中,
this gospel come to my ear.
有一天,
one day.
救恩就这样临到我了,
the salvation come to me.
怎么会这样?
How that happened?
我不知道,
I don't know.
那是全智的上帝说的。
Only the wise God who ordained it.
感谢上帝,
Praise God.
感谢上帝,
Praise God.
愿荣耀归于那独一全智的上帝。
May glory to the only wise God.
这都永永远远,
forevermore.
独一全智的上帝, 全本圣经, 只有这一次这样有。
Only this place mentioned and used in manner to the only wise God.
这句话结束了罗马,
and using this word to complete the book of Romans.
大家说感谢主,
感谢主,
赞美主,
赞美主,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
荣耀归给主,
荣耀归给主,
我们大家站起来,
shall arise.